Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto appointed a new foreign minister today. He's the same man who lost his job as finance minister just last September. Luis Videgaray had been forced to resign after he helped arrange Donald Trump's controversial visit to Mexico. You remember that. Trump is very unpopular in Mexico, and since his election, Mexico's economy has been reeling. The latest blow is a hike in the price of gasoline. Carla Zabludovsky is watching it all for BuzzFeed News from her base in Mexico City. She says the streets there erupted in protests this week in response to the gas hikes.
We're seeing roadblocks across the country, protests erupting in different areas in and around Mexico City. You know, it's almost like waking up from a night of binge drinking, since gas in Mexico was subsidized for so many decades. And now we're finding ourselves with a hangover since January 1st, which is when the gas hike went into effect. I got a call from my sister last night. She was hearing about looting near where she lives in the state of Mexico, and she was really worried. It turned out to be true. There was a store that was looted, and it's part of this general environment of uncertainty. So it's a frightening environment.
There was also the announcement yesterday that Ford is not going to build a $1.6 billion facility in Mexico. What are Mexican officials and Mexicans on the street saying about that decision by Ford? And what can they do if this sets off some domino effect with other car makers?
I spoke with Armando Rios Peter, who is an opposition senator, and he described what was happening with the Mexican economy as a bloodbath. One option that experts have mentioned is giving companies in Mexico tax benefits so that they want to stay here, but it's all really up in the air, and the government hasn't had a clear communication strategy about what it's going to do.
Also, the whole business with remittances, the funds that Mexicans living in the U.S. send back to friends and relatives. President-elect Trump has vowed to block remittances. I mean, that'd be a big deal with serious consequences for many Mexicans, right?
Absolutely. I mean, remittances account for about 2.3% of Mexico's GDP, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but if Trump orders mass deportations and remittances suffer a significant decrease, that could have disastrous consequences. Many small towns in Mexico depend heavily on these funds for everything from daily food consumption to paying for school supplies to building infrastructure.
What do Mexicans make of the whole Trump phenomenon?
I think people are now, they've gone from taking him as a joke to being very concerned that he will come through with at least some of his promises, and they're all very frightening. They could all have very real impacts on everyday life in Mexico. I think people are quite concerned.
What are Mexicans who have some connection with the U.S., how are they thinking about their future right now?
I mean, you have Mexicans that work in U.S. factories here. They're very concerned about losing their jobs. You also have Mexicans that travel to the U.S. frequently or a couple times a year, once a year for holidays. I mean, even these people, they are very scared to have trouble renewing their visas. I was talking with friends the other night over dinner, and one of them was telling me that she went to San Antonio and she was at a shopping mall with her niece, and this family sat down next to them. They looked Hispanic. This family had sat down next to them, and they started saying, go back to your country. Don't speak Spanish here. So,
wow.
You know, even people that don't have very strong ties, but that just travel there every once in a while, they're already feeling hostility. They're feeling threatened. They're feeling concerned about, will I be able to travel comfortably and safely to the U.S. in the coming years?
Carla Zabludovsky, the Mexico Bureau Chief and Latin America correspondent for BuzzFeed News, speaking with us from Mexico City. Thank you very much, Carla.
Thank you so much. Take care.